Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome you affectionately for this workshop. It is dealing with chanting with attention, but because it is the graveyard shift, that means the time after prasadam, I will not be too intense today with you. But I hope to give you a few tools by which you can go into this chanting with attention. Thank you, Hare Krishna. I very much like to invoke a picture of Haridas Thakur before I start. Haridas Thakur was actually chanting from morning into the night and throughout the night. He was sitting in Puri under a tree which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had planted. It is a miracle tree. He had taken one of these toothpicks of Lord Jagannath. Maybe you have seen it. They are this big because Lord Jagannath has a big mouth and big teeth. So he had brought this toothpick with him to the place where Haridas Thakur was staying and chanting. And he looked around and he said, "You need a shady tree so that you will be shaded by the tree, and can chant even in the noontime." And saying this, the Lord planted the toothpick, was a dead stick of wood, into the ground, and immediately after he had planted this into the ground, lo and behold, the toothpick of Lord Jagannath started to grow into a full leafed tree, a tree with good amount of leaves. And this became known as the Siddha Bakula tree, the tree which had attained perfection by the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by being previously in the mouth of Lord Jagannath as a toothpick. There Haridas Thakur chanted from morning and evening, and Srila Prabhupada describes one scene. He said Haridas Thakur had just finished the whole night chanting, and in the morning the sun arose, and he said, "Oh, this is not fair. You have just risen a few minutes ago." He was referring to the last day, the last morning, 24 hours back. "You have just risen. Why do you rise again? Is something wrong with your rising system?" This was the ruchi, or the taste, of Haridas Thakur inside the holy name. Haridas Thakur is very much known in the Vaishnava circles for his determination of chanting the holy name in all earnestness. We know that because he had taken his birth in a Muslim family, the Muslims were not at all in favor of him chanting. You must know, even if you go to Dubai, there is a little sign in the language which they speak there, and the sign says, "Any Muslim who is converting to another religion will face death by the string." Even now, this death penalty is waiting. What to speak of old times? So when Haridas Thakur was called to the court. Why are you chanting? You please become a proper Muslim. Haridas Thakur knew if in this court he was not converting to Quran and so on, to the Islamic religion, he would be executed. So when the Qazi said, you have to speak the Kalna, I think it's called, or Kalma, the Muslims expressed their faith, I believe in Allah, the All-Merciful, and so on. I cannot recite it literally. He knew if he wouldn't do it, he would face a very, very cruel torture and would be tortured to death. Do you know what he did? He laughed and laughed and laughed. He said, just see the power of Maya. You are saying I should follow the Lord, Allah, but it is the Allah in the heart of everyone who inspires someone to take this path and that path to him. It's the same Lord. So why do, and he laughed and laughed. Just see how powerful Maya is that you could forget this for a moment. But they didn't appreciate his sense of humor, but condemned him or judged him to be caned to death, and said, this is your last chance. We can take back the death penalty, which is very painful, if you just become a proper Muslim now. And Haridas at that time answered in this famous way which expressed his determination. Even if my body is cut into 1,000 little pieces, I will not be able to stop chanting. Is this your last word? Yes, it is the last word I have to say on this. So, in this way, Haridas Thakur expressed his determination. His torturers brought him to the marketplace. They got out their canes. I can imagine they were covered already with blood from the previous victims. And they started the beating. Now, Lord Chaitanya had said, all those who chant the holy name are protected by the Sudarshan Chakra. I think some of you have chanted the holy name when they were in car accidents and they mystically survived. Or I know in Germany we have been often physically attacked, sometimes with weapons even, but we chanted and we were protected. So Lord Chaitanya had said, those who chant the holy name are protected by his Sudarshan Chakra. Haridas Thakur chanted in 22 marketplaces where they tried to beat the pranas out of his body. Nothing happened to him. He didn't feel weakened. He felt ecstatic, laughing, singing, dancing, and so on. Later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, do you remember when you were beaten by the torturers? Do you remember that scene? Yes, at Haridas Thakur. I felt very blissful. I didn't feel any pain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I was in Vaikuntha and I had my Sudarshan Chakra ready to punish those who did bad towards you. But you were there praying. My dear Lord, you said, please forgive my torturers. And therefore I couldn't do anything. But still, said Haridas Thakur, I didn't feel any pain. Do you know why you didn't feel any pain? Asked Lord Chaitanya. And he turned around and showed Haridas Thakur his back. And on the back, he could see the markings. Haridas Thakur could see the markings of the beatings. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken this, the pain of the beating upon his own body. When I was in Govindakund this year, I was thinking about this pastime because I listened to a lecture of Prabhupada where he said we should test the holy name. And the test which we should do is when we feel physical pain, we should chant and then the pain would go. This is how you can see if it works. I was amazed to hear such, physical test, you know. But I can tell you many, many devotees have this experience. I have this experience also. I feel really very blessed in the time. When I'm chanting, I don't have such a strong body, and always there's this and that, and I need to go to this surgery and that surgery. But I don't feel anything. It's just as if it's not taken, as if I'm not experiencing it. And so Haridas Thakur's determination. This was the point where we wanted to enter today, is something which is exemplary. Now, Haridas Thakur made one very important point. He said that you can chant for many, many years. All other offenses can be overcome by you. You can chant 24 hours, but because of inattention, no love of Godhead will come to you. What happens when we are inattentive? Have you ever been inattentive in your life? I think we all know that this is most probably our biggest problem, and we want to address it today. Let us just think what happens when we are inattentive. Mostly, what happens? You seem to be enlightened and not to remember even because you are, no word is coming out of your mouth and out of your brain, or maybe it's the good prasadam. Yeah, good. But what happens? What's the experience of being inattentive? You make mistakes and go the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You don't pay attention. Chanting seems to be a burden after some time. Mm-hmm. You're disrespectful towards the holy name. What happens when you are inattentive? You don't think of Krishna. Our Matajis are silent. They have only attentive rounds. We don't hear the mantra. What? We invite Krishna with our words, but we have nothing to offer. We don't even receive him at the door when he rings. You lose the taste of the holy name. I would like now to address this question. Thank you very much. We can't say you did excellent because the point is not so nice. I will tell you a little bit about the psychology of inattention. When you're inattentive, you really stay in your own little world. When you're inattentive, you don't really enter the world of the other person. When you are inattentive to the holy name, you stay on what is called ahammameti, the material platform of your false ego, false identification, and the big blown up bubble of illusion around that ego world. You stay in a constructed world, and you're not entering the world of Krishna. You are inattentive. You don't even perceive this. You're not really aware that something like this is. Either you are, when you are inattentive, you are distracted by some material thoughts and maybe the shopping list which you have not yet completed, or you are in the past. You know what happened to you in the past, or you are afraid of, or you're planning for the future. Inattention really keeps you away in a world of the false ego, and it really keeps you or away from Krishna. A person, says Haridas Thakur, who continues to think in terms of I and mine, this is worthless like a pile of ashes. Have you ever tried to bring fire to a pile of ashes? Never works, because there's nothing where the fire can enter, or let me say, find nourishment. So when you are in this false world of your mind, there is nothing nourishing for Krishna. Krishna is nourished by what? By bhakti, no? Doesn't he say, I only accept, when you offer me a fruit, a flower, a leaf, and some water with devotion, then I accept. He says bhakti twice in this verse, indicating I want devotion. This nourishes me. This nourishes my interest. This nourishes my life. So bhakti, this is or japa or kirtan, must be done with some hriti, with some heart. Hriti uchare. You must speak from the heart with some emotion. That nourishes Krishna. That is interesting for Krishna. Then Krishna will come and appear. But if you stay in the world of I and mind, where there are all these material things, your material mind might have some food for thought, but this is not interesting for Krishna. It is not nourishing for Krishna. Now, Haridas Thakur says, simply by one's own efforts, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. You can try and try and try. My mind, stay here, and we will try one exercise in a moment. But Haridas Thakur says, such a victory over the mind can come about only by your Krishna's merciful blessings. And I want to sing now the Hare Krishna mantra with you in a very, very, very nice raga. And I request you to now try to be attentive to every simple name or single name, not simple name, single name. Please breathe in a little. Do you smell a smell? Yeah, Keshava, can you smell? This is the smell of Vrindavan, which was brought to you by Sri Ram. Hare Krishna. Gaura Hari, where are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare important that you try to bring your concentration to the chanting of the holy name. And when you see that you can't find the key out of your own little world of digestion or I don't know what you are doing at the moment, when you can't find the key out of your world and into the world of Krishna, I request you to beg Giriraj, please, I don't want to be an embarrassment for the community of Vaishnavas. Let me be totally now absorbed in the holy name. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jiva Goswami says, our mind should be like a little calf who goes behind the mother cow knowing that there's milk. In the same way with your mind, just go behind each one of the 16 holy names in the Maha Mantra. And this way you will learn to be attentive. Just walk attentively with the mantra. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Stay focused, please. Hare Rama. Leave your own little mental world. Once again, chant with full concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please chant from your heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Now we go one step further in the and the attentive chanting. I request you to leave whatever you know for a moment. Don't think of anything else than that you're here with the devotees at Giriraj's lotus feet. And express yourself to Giriraj with feelings in the heart. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, one more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. With a full heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
아이고.
플리즈 싱 어게인. 하레 크리스나. 크리스나 크리스나 하레 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 라마 하레 라마 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 하레 하레 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. From your heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Kiri Raj, Kiri Raj, Jaya Kiri Raj, Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. This was the first point from Haridas Thakur, which I find, I've spoken to many kirtaniyas, they really learn to switch off they switch off the world of their thoughts, their plans, their past and their future, but they focus really on the chanting of the holy name, where they like to be together with Krishna. Murijan Prabhu this morning encouraged us, this is your time with Krishna. So these kirtaniyas understand this, and then they let go of the other world. They like to enter the world of Krishna. Once I asked Madhava, the kirtaniya, what do you do when you try to focus in kirtan? And he says, I'm trying to think that this mantra which I'm chanting now will be my last mantra. Then no other mantras because I'm dead. That's a focus. Mm. Everything else becomes unimportant. Mm. Everything else becomes superfluous. Everything else becomes a distraction. The moment you know I'm chanting now. This is very important. In our lectures in ISKCON, we now say to those who enter the lecture, switch off your mobile phone. No? Have you heard this instruction? Mm-hmm. But in kirtan, it's switch off ahammameti. That is very important. Mm. The world of false identification and the world of false possessions and plans. No? That's the first rule. Switch off ahammameti. We have a good slogan now. Switch off your mobile telephone of ahammameti. There's constant phone calls going on and SMS going on in this, let us say, ego telephone. Now, I would like to bring you to the japa. We will chant now a little japa and learn another rule. This was a rule of avoiding distractedness as good as we can. Now we will try this in the japa. Do you have your japa bead bags with you, your japa malas? No, yes. Good. Before chanting, I will take this more. I will remember how Haridas Thakur said, by your own efforts, it's impossible to give up distraction. When you are taking on your mala, there is a prayer, and I will send, there are like five prayers for chanting, which are traditionally chanted, and I will, we will learn how to do this, and then I will be able to send those who have computers the prayers. They're very powerful, but I'm just mentioning it already here. You pray when you take your mala traditionally. Oh mala, I implore you, please. Free my Harinam Japa from obstacles and grant me or bestow upon me or give me service to Radha Krishna. This is how you say, my mala, please, please, please. Even the gods know that you bestow all perfection, but please, you please help me to that these imperfections go in my japa and that I can do this as seva to Radha and Krishna. And we will deal with this seva, that is more advanced states of chanting, a little later. But here I want to request you, even if we asked Krishna to help us, we have to give our best effort to be attentive and avoid distractedness. So I request you to apply now a very simple technique. Hare Krishna. That is, we will do a little traktaka here, means focusing the mind on the syllables of the Maha Mantra. And we will not focus on all the syllables in the beginning. We will just chant, we will just focus our mind on the first Hare. And I will give you a few instructions. We will do it like this morning when our teacher spoke to us while we were continuing our japa. We will first chant in one voice. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Everyone, please join us. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Krishna. Please continue to chant. Please now bring all of your attention to the first Hare. Now, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The first Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. All attention, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. After you have placed your attention on the first Hare, try to keep your attention on all the names. Keep your attention. Connect your attention. Take the glue of concentration, and glue your mind to the sound. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we will chant on our own. When you get the sign, please keep your attention glued, strong glue of concentration on each of the names in the Maha Mantra. O Mala, I implore you, free my Harinam Japa from obstacles and grant me service to Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Please, all, every one of us needs to chant now. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Please sit down. I think those who can answer the question have heard the question and will try to arrange something. So please, my dear devotees, this was our first workshop, the attention workshop, but it is not yet finished. It comes now to a very important last point. So far we heard that it is very important to understand the psychology of inattention. What it means is we are distracted and go into our own little mind, our little mental universe, so to say. But chanting means to leave this world, this mental universe, which is only a construction of the material energy, really, and enter into the real world. It is described, the tenth offense is when you chant, but you remain attached to aham, mameti, to your own mental world. And Prabhupada said the first condition really for starting a Krishna consciousness in earnestness is to understand you're not the body, and also the mind, of course. So a devotee who tries to leave this world makes an effort to focus his mind on something spiritual, and that is the mantra. It liberates the mind from the prison of worldly life. By worship of the lotus feet of the infallible Lord with a regular effort, one will experience devotion and awakening of one's full God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, and one will actually also develop the ability to renounce everything which is unfavorable to one's spiritual life. But this regular effort, this determined effort, is very important, and Haridas Thakur teaches this both in his regular practice as well as in a life situation where he was attacked really by a very, very torturous, it was a torturous situation, but he kept his determination fixed. Haridas Thakur says that someone who chants but who remains distracted to this and remains in this mental universe of I and mine is worthless like a pile of ashes. This is, of course, an analogy. It is not an insult. And a pile of ashes, you can throw a good spark, but nothing will burn because there's nothing which nourishes the spark. So in the same way, As long as you stay in your mental world, there's nothing which nourishes your remembrance of Krishna. There's no bhakti. It is so not all of us, when we chant, are really distracted by a thought like conquering Methuselah in a sword fight or something. If we are not thinking maybe of the boxing game where Muhammad Ali defeated Sonny Liston in 1.5 minutes and he was on the floor, we are not thinking anything concrete like this. But what we often do is we just stay in our moods, or let me call it in a very precise way, a low mental energy. Something which doesn't have strengths of enlivening us. We're just on a low level of the mind. The mind vibrates on a low level. So to come out of this is done by focusing on the holy name. But Haridas Thakur says there is a little problem here. I want to repeat it because I think we all have noticed this. And Haridas Thakur here really speaks to us. He says, simply by one's own efforts, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory over the mind can come about only by your, means Krishna's, merciful blessings. So in our second workshop, we will learn to combine prayer with the holy name. But here, I would just like to introduce one thing which works very, very, very good. See, when you understand I'm not the body and the mind, or the world of aham and mamati, which I have constructed around myself, has no spiritual reality. It's like smoke in the air or fog in the early morning, which is there for some time but then goes. If you understand this, this is in itself not yet very inspiring. It's not yet a spark which can enliven your japa. To just understand what you are not, oh yeah, it does have some benefit in the world of jnana, you know, to know. But ultimately we need some bhakti here in the chanting, some devotional feeling, or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we need to chant with hridyuchare, means with the heart needs to chant, or the emotions need to chant, the spiritually purified emotions. So, therefore, the Goswamis all say that there is three rules in chanting. You must keep a numerical strength. You know that those of us who are initiated chant 16 rounds plus 16 plus rounds, but not 16 minus rounds. I mean, less than 16 rounds. And those who are approaching this stage may fix up 8 rounds or 10 rounds. Once you are with 16, please don't go. It's just like if a grown-up person takes on the toys of his childhood as his comrades. That's not very appropriate. So, but we must. Numerical strengths, very important. Then comes the next. Mantrata Chintanam. This is a term which Jiva Goswami uses. It means you must meditate while you chant about the meaning of the mantra. And as you know, there are various meanings according to your adhika, where you are in your journey with the chanting. You will focus on the mind, but something very basic, something which really works and is true throughout your journey is, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. No, it's a prayer to be accepted. And there's a very, very nice entreaty by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which I would like you to relish now, and then we will sing kirtan about this and with this mood. Remember, just to exit the world of I and mine is only the beginning. You must now enter the world of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O my mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna? How will you do this? Look at you, my mind. I'm living with you together since 27 and a half years. Let us say this is how old one participant is. Oh, my dear mind, I'm living to you, with you, for approaching 70 years now. But tell me, how will you person between my two ears here, how will it work? Give me some encouragement. You had a desire to take shelter of those lotus feet since time immemorial. But this wretched servant is still simply waiting. You have not reached the shelter. Waiting, 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 waiting. O Radhe, O Krishna Chandra, life and soul of the devotees, please, I beg you, take the initiative, bestow upon this most sinful person bhakti to both of you. Here you see what this means, a prayer. The devotee understands, I'm trying and trying and trying to conquer this mind, but I'm still waiting for some good results. Now the devotee goes to Radha and Krishna. The word Krishna, the name Krishna Chandra is used here because the moon is known to dispel the darkness when it rises. So when Lord Krishna Chandra rises in our heart, the inner darkness will go. You're the life and soul of the devotees. Please bestow upon this most sinful person bhakti to both of you. Please do not neglect me. Don't keep me waiting. Please don't think that this guy is devoid of bhakti. No! Turn around. Give this ignorant person your auspicious instructions on spiritual knowledge. Now show me, tell me, how are my next steps? Please give this servant who is so much afflicted by this nonsense thirst for material enjoyment, please give him the qualification to serve in your amorous pastimes. My dear devotees, we also want to now look into the real world. If we destroy the world of Ahamameti, or neglected, where do we turn to? Here the devotee says, I want to serve in your pastimes. And then he says, my time is running out. He says, this restless current of life runs into the ocean of time. The days that have gone will never return again. Alas, Krishna, what am I to do now? You are both the friends of the fallen. Indeed, I know who you are. You're my masters. You are the very ocean of kindness. I am unfortunate and exceedingly foolish. Exceedingly means unprecedentedly foolish. That no one is like this. I do not understand even a sesame seed of bhakti, small bhakti. Oh, my masters, by virtue of your greatness, take my soul and make me your own, thereby vanquishing my material sufferings. You must become active. On my own, I don't reach anywhere. But you take me, please. Give me a perfected spiritual body. My real self. Within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan. And bestow upon me in charity the nectar of service to you. After making me drink prema and thus become spiritually intoxicated, listen to my songs about your divine qualities. Yes, I will sing for you. Please engage me in service to you in the arena of the rasa dance. This unworthy servant of Lalita Sakhi, Bhaktivinod, begs you by clasping your lotus feet. Please accept me. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
How will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? Alas, Krishna, I'm waiting and waiting. What am I to do now? Indeed, I know who you are. You are the very ocean of kindness. Please, now engage me in service to you. Please, accept me. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Jaya Giri Govada, Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Jaya Giri Govada. Jaya Giri Govada, Giri Govada, Giri Govada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hari 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 Bo.
The purpose of this little workshop was to present to you the necessity to switch off your Aham Mameti telephone when you want to chant. This telephone, or you could say this function of the conditioned soul to identify himself with something and to call things mine, my possessions, my relatives, my friends, my plans, my rights, is something which binds us to the material world. And a mantra, or the Hare Krishna mantra, means really to liberate us. The way how to switch off the this illusory world and let it shrink, let it go, or let it disappear. There are many ways. I would recommend when you chant and sit down, you just know, okay, now is a chanting. Just like I put my jacket, which is too hot for me, on a nail outside, I hang it here. In the same way, I will put my Ahammameti, my Maya world away. This is very important. Otherwise, you can't make spiritual experiences if you simultaneously just remain stuck to an illusion of what is not. It's an offense in chanting. It's really not something, you know, luxury, some thought, some new thought. No, no. It's a tense offense is to remain attached to this Ahammameti world. And you won't get much. You get a little. So the way to do it, they sit down before they chant and chant a prayer like the Shikshastakam. You might have done this many times. This is something to focus on a higher spiritual energy and so on. Others do just a simple traktaka, they focus on the first hari. But we have to keep in mind, it's only, as we say in German, half of the rent when we neglect what we are not. This is not all. You have to at one stage concern yourself with the real world, with Krishna's world. And the easiest way is to just connect with Krishna by praying. My Lord, I've been separated from you so long, but today I'm turning now with this chanting to you as your sincere, your service servant. Please accept me. Because Haridas Thakur makes this point, and it's really an amazing point. I once gave a lecture series on Harinam Chintamani, and I quoted this. And then I went to one japa workshop of Gaura Hari, and he read this, and he read this sentence, which I simply by one's own efforts, no one in this world can overcome this distractedness. Such a victory can come about only by your merciful blessings. I said, wow, did you speculate this, or is this a Shastric statement? And he said, you said it in your lecture. I said, what? I'm saying such good things? I don't know. I forgot. It's because I'm all about efforts. I'm from Germany. I think by own efforts everything is possible, including conquering the world. But here it says, simply by one's own effort, no one in this world can overcome distractedness. And then Gaura Hari said, you said it, maybe you speculated. And then I said, well, this is getting too much, you know. I'm going to find, and I found this, Harinam Chintamani, 12th chapter, text 49. Oh, yes. So you need to pray. And it is my personal conviction, personal experience, unless you come to this point in your Naam Seva, where you either chant in Kirtan, where you sincerely pray to the Holy Name to appear, this will all be mechanical chanting. Krishna leads us to this point zero where we understand on our own we are nothing. We can't do anything. And then, when we then turn to Krishna and pray in a humble way, with a humble supplication, then so much is given to the chanter. But this must be done. you can, by some yogic processes, and if you have a strong mind, like most of you have, you can switch off for some time the word Ahamma Medhi. But unless another world rises, you will go back to what you have rejected as false. So pray, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is important. Chanting in a way means something to search for Krishna. And I will end here. Last year we went with a small group through Vrindavan and we came to one kund. It is called, if I'm correct, the Looky Kund. It's now dry, but there were some amazing palm trees around this kund. And we walked through the dry kund. There were some exotic plants, I remember, in the kund. And then our guide told, we sat on the bank of this kund, and our guide told us the story. Once, the gopis and Krishna played a new game. That is, who can stay the longest amount of time underwater? 1, 2, 3, said the beautiful gopis. And Krishna dutifully went underwater. And he stayed as long as he could. Then, when his lungs almost, you know, when he could no longer stay, he shot out of the water, and there was not one single gopi. They were all under the water. And after some time, one by one, they came out smiling and said, "You lost." Krishna said, "We will have a second game. 1, 2, 3. And he went underwater, but then he opened his eyes underwater and he saw they were all standing in the water and giggling. Krishna thought too much. And he decided by his Antadana Shakti, that is the Shakti to become invisible, to disappear from the circle of the beautiful gopis who stood there around him. The gopis waited. When Krishna came out the first time, his peacock feather came out first, and then they went in the water. So they waited for the peacock feather, but it was not coming. The gopis began to become really worried. Oh no! This Syamasunda, who does not know his own limits, will kill himself in order to win a game. And we, most unintelligent persons, have driven him to do this. So they took each other by the hand and closed in the circle. They stood like this and they calmed in this way through the water, like you calm your sika or your hair, like in search of Lord Krishna. But Krishna, when he chooses to be invisible and applies this Antadana Shakti, this invisible potency, was not to be found. Krishna had disappeared from the circle of the gopis and had hidden on the land behind some trees, waiting to see what will they do now. The gopis first were anxious, but then they panicked. And their panic turned into the greatest conceivable grief. They had driven Krishna to do something which was harmful, possibly even caused his demise, his death. So they went on the banks and they searched everywhere. They went into the water again, and then they just cried and cried. And when they came to this point where they really could not live without Krishna any longer, thinking they thought of drowning themselves, Krishna came out of the water, smiling, and his smile said, "You will never do this again on a count of three. You will just remain observing what I will do." So this is a lila, Krishna, an ongoing lila, also during our japa. Lord Krishna, yes, it is confirmed. Lord Krishna, sometimes we need to search for him. And searching for him is not done by a mechanical way. Tractor car, first hurry, yes, I learned it in the japa workshop, yes, six keys, yes, so and so many stages of chanting, yes, I know it all. No, it is simply by our own efforts. It will not work. We will have to pray. And in the second workshop, which will come in a few days, my second workshop, I want to introduce to you traditional prayers, which are very nice. They are to the malas, they're to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're to Lord Krishna in his name form, which are very, very nice. So, Hare Krishna, I wish you all a very successful search project. You have Google search engines, no? With your computer, young people. Search, search, search. But this is something else. This is the search engine for Krishna. It means your eagerness, your devotional eagerness. That will bring you to very good results. Like in this lila where Krishna appeared before the gopis when they were really searching for him. There are now two small things to be left. Bhujan Prabhu and myself have discussed this morning that during the kirtan period this evening, we will at one stage have half an hour or so, not longer than half an hour, question and answers to chanting. Please put your questions in these beautiful question tresors. Tresors, maybe not a word in English. It's question clay pots. Please put ample questions, because at the very conclusion of our Holy Name retreat, we will have in the morning, as the last session, a lively question and answer session. We will already go into it today in the evening, and I believe the day after tomorrow. We will go also at the very last day. So if there are real questions which you like to ask, please deposit them there.